Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news we are following right now at 6. On the left side of your screen, a home invasion turned deadly in Fayetteville. This is a live look as police remain on that scene where a man was killed and two other people were seriously hurt. On the right side, we are working to learn more about a serious crash on Durant Road in Wake County.
Our temperatures are pleasantly cool this morning. It's going to be a beautiful sunrise. It will look hot this afternoon, but I'll show you why it might not feel as bad as it looks coming up. A bill known as Crystal's Law is designed to better protect children from abuse. The work lawmakers are doing to try so that social service investigators are held accountable. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. We have the news to get your day started. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here. We also have a wonderful spring day ahead for us. Practically perfect. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with that.
I got a perfect start today, Dave, too. Take a look here, a live look at downtown Durham. You can see the pretty sunrise, beautiful glow there on the horizon. It's a gorgeous shot, isn't it? 53 degrees is our temperature in the triangle right now, and our winds are calm. Yesterday, we had gusty winds in the afternoon, and that created high fire danger. We won't have that today. It is 49 in Clinton right now, 45 in Roxborough, and 47 in South Hill. Everybody else looking at temperatures in the low 50s. It's 51 in Southern Pines, 53 in Goldsboro, 52 in Rocky Mount and Wilson. Our temperatures in some places are 6 or 7 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. Not a huge difference, but it will be a lot warmer this afternoon. We were in the upper 70s yesterday. We're climbing into the mid 80s for highs this afternoon. We'll hit mid 70s around lunchtime. We'll see sunny skies today, but our humidity stays fairly low. So with those temperatures in the mid 80s, it could feel pretty oppressive, but it shouldn't today with that lower humidity. Still on track for some showers and storms late Saturday and Saturday night. I'll show you the timeline coming up, Michelle.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Michelle McConaughey in for Brian Trader again this morning. I have another gorgeous view of the sunrise this morning. This is a look over I-40 at 540. Look at that pink sky. It's just gorgeous this morning. We are not seeing any delays on 40 this morning, which is some good news so far. We are tracking two crashes. One just popped up in Raleigh. This is the one we're tracking right now. This is East Millbrook Road at Six Forks Road. This is an accident with injuries. We do know that the Raleigh Police Department is on scene, so I am keeping an eye on that. Not causing any delays on the road so far this morning. All of our major routes up in Durham looking good this morning. Again, right now we are not seeing any delays on I-40 this morning.
Breaking news. Police have a neighborhood taped off more than 9 hours after a deadly home invasion. Officers first responded to Elfin Street in Fayetteville after 8:30 last night. One person was shot to death. Two others were hurt. Michael Grace is there on the scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker where investigators are still doing their work. And Michael, you had a chance to talk with some family members. Just devastating for them.
It really was. It was just an extremely emotional conversation. I spoke with the brother along with some other family members, and they were here on the crime scene just finding out about everything, having to take in the fact that their loved one is gone forever. And this is what that scene looked like. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker at around 2:30 this morning. You can see the entire dead end of the street was blocked off. Investigators did a thorough search inside the home as well as outside. You can see all the lights that they had out there. Now, at one point, there were even family members walking past the crime tape trying to get more answers. This is what the brother said about the loss.
As you know, my brother, oldest by that. It was like Superman, you know what I'm saying? You know, you look up to your big brothers and stuff, they're like Superman, they're your superhero, Mr. Indestructible, stuff like that. So when I heard about it, I was in very much disbelief.
Noel also told me that his brother has a son. He's still just trying to figure out how he's going to break that news to the son. Right now, we're still working with investigators to find out how many people were involved in this home invasion and find out if anybody is in custody at this time. Live in Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Also breaking news in Wake County. Investigators spent hours on the scene of a serious crash that happened after 1:30 this morning. You see it on this map here, Durant Road near Stormy Gale Road, and that's where we find WRAL's Nia Harden. I know you went straight there, Nia, to find out what happened.
Yeah, right now, investigators are telling us that they are still looking into this, but we have video that shows you how bad this was. Take a look at this, showing you this white SUV, and you can see it had went off the road, also noticing from that tow truck being able to try and get it off of the out of the way back onto the tow bed. You can see there that it looks like the door came off of it. We can see broken windows, airbags deployed. We are still working to get information about what happened here. The scene was cleared about an hour and a half ago. We'll continue to keep you updated as we get new information. Naya Harden, WREL News in Raleigh.
Today will be the first big test for an effort to protect children in the wake of a WREL investigation into a deadly case of suspected child abuse. State lawmakers will hold their first debate today on Crystal's Law, named after 8-year-old Crystal Lane. Police say Lane died at the hands of her grandmother, Patricia Ricks. A WREL investigation found Nash County Social Services knew of potential abuse weeks earlier, but chose not to intervene. A state investigation then found the agency mishandled the case and many others as well. This new law would give the state more power to oversee investigations like these.
A man is in custody this morning after an employee was stabbed at Nash Produce. We got these new pictures overnight showing deputies arresting Christian Perez hours after that attack. Investigators say he was found at a building behind a gas station. According to the sheriff, Sheriff Stone there, Perez got into a fight with his supervisor and stabbed him in the back. The victim was taken to the hospital. WREL is working to learn more about the condition of that person.
Governor Roy Cooper is headed to Sanford today to meet with executives of VinFast, the electric car company building a new factory in Chatham County. They'll be at Central Carolina Community College to get a firsthand look at its cars. VinFast announced this week that its second shipment from its factory in Vietnam is headed to North America. It will be a while before the new factory in Chatham County is up and running, though. VinFast recently delayed production there until 2025. WREL will have a team at today's event. Expect coverage in our later newscasts.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, that international brokered Sudanese ceasefire we first told you about here in the WREL Live Center did not hold. Explosions and heavy gunfire could still be heard all across Sudan this morning. This is the fifth straight day of a violent power struggle between two rival generals with the Sudanese military. Now, the temporary ceasefire was supposed to give aid workers a chance to get help to people struggling to survive this violence. The UN says residents are now leaving their homes in droves trying to escape this crisis. The UN also reporting so far this violence killing more than 250 people and injuring hundreds more.
The search continues this morning for a person accused of robbing a Raleigh bank. Police say it happened at the State Employees Credit Union on Pacific Drive around 2 yesterday afternoon. The WREL breaking news tracker was there on the scene. You can see money was left on the ground. Officers say the robber handed a note to the teller demanding money. That person did not have a weapon.
The Supreme Court is facing a deadline of 11:59 tonight to reach a decision about a key abortion drug. Justices are considering what to do about mifepristone. A federal judge in Texas ruled earlier this month that the FDA should not have approved it back in 2000. Last week, Justice Samuel Alito put a temporary hold on the decision, giving the deadline of tonight for a decision. A group of doctors opposed to abortion wrote in a filing that regulators disregarded red flags in their own safety data when they approved the drug.
A push to ban transgender student athletes from playing on girls' sports teams in North Carolina could take a big step forward today. That bill, which affects middle and high schools in our state, is expected to reach the House floor of the State House. Now, supporters of the bill say some trans athletes would have an unfair advantage on girls' teams. Opponents point out there are only 15 trans student athletes in North Carolina. The state Senate's version of the bill passed its first committee hearing yesterday.
Facebook's parent company, Meta, is expected to announce more job cuts today. The Washington Post obtained an internal memo that says the company will start notifying employees on technical teams whose jobs are being cut. It's all part of a months-long downsizing and restructuring effort that will trim 10,000 employees in waves of layoffs. The company slashed 11,000 jobs back in November.
Mass shootings will be top of mind this morning as the Governor's Crime Commission meets in Raleigh. Officials with the FBI and Homeland Security will take part in today's discussion. It starts at 10 a.m. The focus will be on active shooters. This comes 6 months after the Headingham shooting in Raleigh that left five people dead and a wave of gun violence around the country. Coming up on 609 right now, Netflix is moving forward with its crackdown on password sharing, the alternative it is offering so you can split the cost with family and friends. Plus,
the truth matters. Lies have consequences.
Fox News reaches a settlement in the defamation case filed by Dominion, but another challenge awaits, the next lawsuit it's facing over its 2020 election claims.
We have a string of highs in the 80s heading our way all the way through Friday. And then I'm going to show you the path of our front that comes through and when you can expect rain for the weekend.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12. Take a look at this beautiful live look at Sanford. It's so pretty. Just a little bit of glow there. The sun's going to pop over the horizon here in about 20, 30 minutes or so. Mostly sunny skies for us this morning. Our temperatures are feeling pleasant in the mid-50s. You know, you may or may not need a jacket. It's kind of one of those in-between type temperatures. But you may want to grab one as you're heading out the door to walk the dogs. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s at lunchtime, and then we'll be in the mid-80s this afternoon. That's going to be a little bit hotter than yesterday, but our humidity stays low. So it should feel more comfortable than it might feel if it were, you know, actually in the middle of the summer. Walking the dog this evening, still on the warm side with temperatures in the low 80s. If you're walking the dog late Saturday, you could get wet. I'm going to walk you through the timeline for our weekend storms coming up. Michelle?
Alrighty, thank you, Elizabeth. We are keeping an eye on two crashes this morning. This first one we want to take you to here is at US 40 and US 401. This crash is an accident with injuries. We know that the Raleigh Police Department and Fire Department are on scene there. This one's not causing any delay, so I'm definitely going to keep my eye on that crash this morning. This is a look at exactly where the traffic cameras are picking up where this is happening. We don't see the crash from this view, but this is exactly in the area where that crash was happening. The second crash that I'm also following is this. This is East Millbrook Road. It's Six Forks Road. That one also not causing any delays this morning, but that is another crash with injuries this morning. All of our major routes in Durham looking good this morning, all clear. We do have some drive times for you if you are in the area. Right now, Jeff, we are not seeing any delays in Durham.
All right, it's good news. Thanks, Michelle. Another story a lot of folks are following. The 84-year-old white man accused of shooting a black teenager who rang his doorbell will be arraigned today. Kansas City authorities say Andrew Lester is currently out of jail on bond after turning himself in to police yesterday. Now, he's facing two felony charges in the April 13th shooting of 16-year-old Ralph Yarl. Investigators say Yarl was shot in the head and the arm after going to the wrong address to pick up his siblings. According to documents, Lester fired his gun immediately after answering his door. Yarl survived, but has a long road to recovery.
The mother of a Raleigh police officer killed in the Headingham mass shooting will speak today about a bill named after her son. The Gabe Torres Act would expand death benefits for public safety employees who are on the way to or from work. Torres was in his car about to drive to work when he was shot and killed back in October. His death was not covered under the current death benefit law because he was not on duty yet. Torres's mom is set to speak at 10 this morning.
The White House says it has a new plan in place that would provide free COVID-19 vaccines and treatments to uninsured Americans. The $1.1 billion in funding would kick in after the federal supply runs out. The Biden administration says the plan would use pharmacies and local health departments to provide that care.
Dominion Voting System says the $787 million settlement it reached with Fox News proves that, quote, lies have consequences. The settlement yesterday came on the same day a defamation trial over Fox's claims about the 2020 presidential election was supposed to begin. Fox released a statement that says, in part, the settlement reflects its continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards. Dominion says it is proof that the truth matters.
All of us remain ever vigilant to find common factual ground. Today represents a ringing endorsement for truth and for democracy.
Fox is facing another defamation suit from voting technology company Smartmatic. That case is still in the discovery process, and a trial is not expected anytime soon.
New rules could be on the way to determine the books your child reads in class. A Wake County School Board committee voted last night to move forward with making changes on how books are picked for classes and libraries. If approved by the entire board, the changes would expand the reasons a book can be removed from a library. The age appropriateness of some books has been called into question. People in favor of keeping those books say they're being targeted for discussing race, gender, or sexuality.
Netflix says it plans to move forward with its password sharing crackdown. Users who share passwords can expect to get cut off as early as this summer. The move comes as the company is looking for new ways to boost revenue and stay competitive. This morning on Today, why this might not be all bad news for your binge-watching sessions.
If you're a member of, say, a household or a family member who doesn't live with their parents or with their family, then for a couple bucks extra a month, you can be an add-on. And so you can continue to watch Netflix at your house. But it's not going to be a free ride like it once was.
More about the new sharing plans is coming up on Today at 7 here on WREL. And in less than 10 minutes in What's Trending, reaction to another change announced by Netflix.
North Carolina's Department of Transportation is looking to hire on the spot today in Durham. The agency is holding a job fair to fill positions, including technicians and transportation workers. Officials will be holding interviews right there on site. The event runs from 8:30 to 2 at the NC Works Career Center on South Briggs Avenue. You're encouraged to apply online in advance.
And once again, we're encouraging you to get outside today. It's going to be beautiful. And on the warm side, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center, just a pretty start to our Wednesday.
You're really going to enjoy it as you step outside this morning. It's such a pretty sunrise everywhere. This is a live look at Goldsboro. This is a look at our Fayetteville newsroom, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, a live look at Apex this morning as well. We do have some rain that's coming over the weekend, but it's not going to affect the entire weekend, not a washout by any means. We're tracking a front which could produce some strong to severe thunderstorms late on Saturday, and it's out of here by Sunday morning. So a good chunk of the day Saturday should be dry, and really all of Sunday. Keep checking back, because sometimes we see these storms or fronts moving a little faster or a little slower, you know, as we get closer to the event. But the computer models have been in pretty good agreement for the last 24 to 36 hours, so we're feeling pretty confident about the timeline. Here's where it is right now. It's producing some scattered thunderstorms across parts of the upper Midwest. This is the cold front that's going to drag across our area on Saturday. In the meantime, this high pressure system is going to keep things nice and dry and warm too. We have now shifted to a southwesterly flow. The nice thing about it is we don't have a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. It's going to warm up today, but we're not going to see a big jump in our humidity, so it'll feel as comfortable as it could for temperatures in the mid 80s. Here comes our front. We're going to see that, of course, moving our way. This is 8 a.m. on Friday. Friday's still looking nice and bright. There could be a few clouds late in the afternoon. There's 5 o'clock, but Friday stays dry, and the first part of Saturday does too. There's 8 a.m. As a matter of fact, the Tar Heel 10 miler, we are a proud partner of that. Jeff's going to be running in it, and it looks nice and dry. It's going to be on the warm side with that southerly flow. Our cold front starts to push into our area by around the mid to latter part of the afternoon. We can see some scattered thunderstorms. There's 5 o'clock, and you can see those storms developing. But then by the time we get to, say, midnight or a little later, that's moving on out, and we'll dry and clear out pretty quickly on Sunday. So it is another wet weekend, but it's likely again to be mid to late day on Saturday, Saturday night, and then right now Sunday looks like it'll be nice and dry. Rainfall totals for this event likely to be maybe either side of half an inch in the Triangle area, but there's some areas that could see some slightly heavier amounts. It's reading a little higher down to the south around Southern Pines and Fayetteville. We could be 3/4 to an inch of rain. Of course, it all moves out on Sunday, and Durham's Earth Day Festival should be perfect. It's going to be noticeably cooler on Sunday, though. Our temperatures will be in the 60s during the afternoon, 66 at 1 o'clock and 68 at around 5 o'clock. But sunshine will look good, feel good. Those temperatures in the 60s are likely to linger for much of next week. I'll show you what the trend is for temperatures as we get into next week coming up in just a little bit. But I'm definitely liking these 80s. What do you think,
oh,
Michelle?
Oh, my goodness. Keep them coming, Elizabeth. I think a lot of people would agree with you.
All right, thank you. We are tracking a couple crashes this morning. This is a live look at I-40 at South Saunders Street. This is just north of where I'm tracking my first crash this morning. The first one I want to bring you to is happening at US 401 and Carolina Pines Avenue. That is marking as a serious crash with injuries. They say the Raleigh Police Department as well as the fire department are on scene at this intersection here. So if you were in this area, keep that in mind. I'm not seeing any delays from that crash yet this morning, but I will watch that to see what happens there. Another crash that I was tracking here, Six Forks at Millbrook Road. That looks like it has cleared up. We are seeing a little bit of delays on Millbrook. So if you're in that area, you'll notice a little bit of a slowdown there. Another look at Durham this morning. All of our major routes through that area looking good. Chapel Hill and Hillsboro, you guys are all looking okay this morning. I do have some drive times for you this morning. Right now, we are only seeing a 3-minute delay on 40 from Cleveland.
Thanks, Michelle. The state is getting a big upgrade in its work to combat the opioid epidemic. New additions to the state crime lab being unveiled today will help in that fight.
State lawmakers are taking steps to cut down on social media addiction among young people. The effort being aimed at the companies behind the screens.
And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Today in What's Trending, Netflix is putting an end to a service that you probably didn't know was still available.
Yeah, no more little red envelopes coming in the mail. I'm in that category. I didn't know they were still doing this.
Right.
Netflix says after 25 years, it is stopping shipping those DVDs by mail. Many people who responded to the news on social media said they were shocked this was even still an option. The company says it'll end the service in September.
Do you remember waiting for that envelope in your mailbox? So instead of just getting bills and junk mail, I mean, that was what you were looking forward to. And they made it so convenient, right? Little did we know how convenient it really would get once they just start streaming to your house.
Right. That was one of those moments, right?
Well, a teenager got himself into a jam at Carowinds over the weekend. You have to see this. The 13-year-old got stuck inside a claw machine. Park workers say the teen was trying to steal a prize from inside when he got trapped. A crew had to come and unlock the machine to get him out.
Yeah, he was treated by some of the folks on that scene right there and then released. But you thought they just said, oh, it's okay. Nope. Banned for a year from the park for attempted theft. He will not be back.
Can't be doing that. No. Might have to make that opening a little smaller.
Right.
DeMar Hamlin says he's ready to make a comeback to the NFL after being cleared to play football again. The Buffalo Bills player made that announcement Tuesday. Such exciting news. It comes more than 3 months after he suffered a cardiac arrest during a game last season. According to the Bills, the 25-year-old took part in voluntary off-season workouts this week. Yes, we heart that.
Mm-hmm.
Top U.S. and state leaders are making a visit right here at Central Carolina Community College for VinFast, coming to the area to talk about its progress here, building its company in North Carolina. Just ahead, what we are expected to learn today.
One person is dead and two others are in the hospital after a home invasion in Fayetteville. After the break, we'll hear from the brother of one of the victims.
And we have some warm, sunny days ahead, but we do have a cold front that arrives Saturday. I'm tracking the rain timeline. I'll show you how this cold front could impact your weekend plans coming up.